Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocket Man.
Yesterday, we interrupted the program to tell you that North Korea was rattling its saber again. And this is after Donald Trump goes and meets with Kim Jong-un and, you know, steps across the line, makes history. But what are we getting out of this? Where does this relationship go? Steve Bucci is a former Pentagon official, national security expert at the Heritage Foundation now. And Steve, I'm glad to have you here. So what did you make of this? Is this just the normal relationship that we should expect with North Korea as soon as we do something that they don't like? Even after overtures to fix things, they're going to be hostile?
Well, you know, North Korea, particularly under Kim Jong-un, tends to feel if they're not getting the attention they think they deserve, they decide to do something to try and get that attention. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last few weeks or a month or so, you know, we've been focusing a lot of attention on Iran and what they're doing. And strangely enough, North Korea says, well, we're going to start doing the bad stuff again, too. Don't forget us. So it's kind of saber rattling. It is an attention getting thing. Doesn't mean it's not concerning. Doesn't mean we shouldn't focus on it, try and push them back and get them back to the table. But I don't think we should start wringing our hands going, oh, my God, we better give them everything they're asking for or we're in trouble. I think Secretary Pompeo and the president have that one kind of in hand.
You know, it strikes me, though, that you with a Donald Trump who talks harshly sometimes, that you'd want your enemies to be a little fearful of you. Are we getting to the point where people around the world are going, OK, this guy's willing to engage when other leaders wouldn't, and he's not going to roll over and give away the store, but we're not really scared of him? I mean, Kim Jong-un, I mean, he's looking at Donald Trump thinking, I've got my photo op that I can use for my propaganda purposes. I now have an invitation to the White House. That's still got to be worked out. But I'm wondering whether the president's being, I hate to say it, suckered a little bit.
You know, I really don't think so. I mean, the president hadn't really given Kim anything. Okay, we're not doing exercises. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the exercises, they're important to those of us that are in the military or have been in the military, but they're not something you can't turn around tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the president said, you know what, bag that promise to not do exercises, we could gin one up literally in a week and make it pretty darn impressive and useful. We do have other ways to keep our readiness up. That's one of the good ones, but it's not the only one. Mm-hmm. So, no, I think I would be concerned if he was pulling off sanctions, if he was sending pallets full of money or food or that kind of stuff, as previous presidents have done with adversaries. But he's not doing that. So the sanctions are still there. They're still tight. We're still working with other allies to keep those on. That's really more the concern than whether he, you know, steps across the line and shakes hands. You know, the photo op stuff, that really doesn't change anything, but the pressure from the sanctions does, and that's been pretty strong.
What are the purposes of military exercises like the relationship that we have with South Korea? I mean, is it just so that the generals have interacted with each other before? Is there a practical reason to do this?
I mean, that is a practical reason, but that's not the only one. Mm-hmm. The other part is to have the actual units of the South Korean military and the American military and the other allies that usually come to those exercises to work together on the ground level. You're practicing communications together, mm-hmm. logistics, all that stuff helps us. But particularly with the South Koreans, I mean, we have folks that live there with them and work with them every day. So we don't interact with the South Koreans only when we do these big, you know, annually planned exercises that Kim Jong-un has such a hard time with. So giving that away on a temporary basis is not that big a loss to us. We still have, you know, incredibly integrated operations and capabilities in that country every day that are doing their thing. I wish we were still doing the exercises. They are important. They do help our folks sharpen their skills and their ability to coordinate, but they're not that critical at this moment.
Yeah. So to look in your crystal ball, what do you think happens in the next 12 months, 18 months? The president's going to be distracted running for re-election. Is there any way that he can broker a deal where North Korea gives up some of the weapons that they have already, or promises not to build anything new? Do you think that is a practical possibility in the next 18 months?
I think it is. I mean, trust me, definitely not a guarantee, not something that's a foregone conclusion. We need to keep the pressure on. We need to, you know, work with them diplomatically to try and pull them in that direction. You know, let them know what the benefits would be if they make the changes, not, you know, they say we'll make the changes and we give them the benefits. I think President Trump's reputation with these guys, when he said, I'm going to spank Syria if they do, you know, something, and then he did, that was a big step forward. And I think the other dictators in the world understand that. They are looking at Iran and saying, you know, Iran's squirming and stomping their feet and making demands. And the president's going, no, until you change, we're not going to take the sanctions off. So, you know, they watch all that stuff. Frankly, people like Kim Jong-un watch rhetoric and action more than our own people do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a possibility, but we need to be cautiously optimistic, but do it in that envelope of keeping the sanctions on and keeping them tight, maybe even tightening them a little more, see if we can't squeeze them to the table.
Steve Bucci, national security expert at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.